Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello, Tanner. Welcome to the men's room. Hola,
guys.
Hola.
Tanner, welcome to the program. Question.
About walking really quick. Ted, you'll understand this because he knows the area. You know every area, it seems like. But I once walked from Bainbridge Island to Indianola.
How far is that?
I don't even want to know.
All right, fair enough.
Is it on the same island?
Well, it's on the Kitsap Peninsula. So I went from Bainbridge Island, walked on Kitsap Peninsula, and then all the way to Indianola. It was a trek.
Yeah, there's that bridge over Agate Pass.
Okay. All right, let's go this way.
Yeah, that's a good walk.
When did you realize that you maybe had said too much? You talked a little too much.
Oh, geez.
Other than when you call here.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Maybe that's probably the key. Definitely my DUI.
Okay.
What was the situation?
Oh, well, I fell asleep, but as the judge says, I passed out behind the wheel. And I rolled for I was going probably 70 miles per hour on a 2-lane road, rolled for probably 7 times, completely wiped out a deer somehow in the process.
You hit a deer.
But, I was passed out, as the judge says, and I woke up and my car was on its side. It was smoking. I got out and there was just a dead deer there. And I remember petting it and being like, what the hell? Is this real? And being like, oh, I'm not going to get out of this one, Tanner. And then, said the most is I told the police officers, I was like, yeah, I have a drinking problem. And, yeah, that does not go well over in court.
Well, it does and it doesn't. It goes over well because they don't have to do a lot of hard work. You know, it's one of those days where they came in maybe thinking they'd have to do stuff. And then you open your big stupid mouth and they're like, oh, this is easy.
Yep.
That said, they'll still say some negative things in your direction. But really, you made everyone's life real, real, real easy. Real easy. Actually, I was in traffic court once, and this is true. This is sad. There's this chicken there. And so, you know, traffic court, it's all just this petty crap. But they nailed you. They're going to take you to court. And this girl goes up, and the judge says, hey, just so you know, it says here that you were speeding. And I don't remember what her speed was versus the speed limit, but the judge pointed out the officer that ticketed you is not here. And this is the judge saying this. So if you just tell me you weren't speeding, this goes away. So, no, I was definitely speeding, definitely. And so all of us that are waiting for our turn to go up, we're all looking at each other like, maybe she didn't hear me. So the judge, again, trying to give her the olive branch, goes, yes, ma'am, listen, the officer that cited you is not here today. So if you tell me that you weren't speeding, and he's slowing it down so she can absorb it, then you don't get any points on your license. You will not owe us any money. I just need to hear from you whether or not you were speeding. I really was. We were like, oh, my God. He tried it a third time. She still was just like, no, I was speeding. He was like, Jesus Christ, fine, $390, 2 points on your license.
Yeah.
Like, he was pissed after that, made it worse for the rest of us.
Yes. Reason we asked, when did you realize that you may have said too much? A man who reported his truck stolen on Monday was arrested after authorities learned he had stole the truck 5 days earlier in Delaware County. Police said 36-year-old Brett Redd of Columbus reported his truck was stolen by his passenger at a gas station on Cemetery Road. Police were able to catch up on the truck on Main Street. Suspect identified as David Harrison ran from the vehicle but was arrested in a nearby residential neighborhood. Hillard police later learned that the truck was originally stolen by Red on May 4th, according to an incident report from the Delaware County Sheriff's Office. The vehicle was taken from a landscaping company in Powell. So now both men have been charged with receiving stolen property.
So dude stole the truck, and then someone stole the truck that
he
stole.
And he called up and said,
and he called the cops.
The truck that I stole.
Bro, lick your wounds, take your losses, move on, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.